Let's Get Engaged, a series showcasing people
who make a difference through individual
commitment and action.
This is Sabrina Davis.
This is Marjay Washington. We're both in the 7th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School. On Wednesday, May 13, 2009, we interviewed Jamie Ground from the Allegheny County Health Department.
We asked her to describe her typical day at work.
So I spent the morning doing emails and writing regulations and looking at air quality data. In the afternoon, I did have a meeting with a group of citizens looking at how to promote good air quality and how to educate the public on air quality. And we're looking at retrofitting diesel vehicles with filters.
Jamie told us about particulates, which are tiny particles of dust that find their way into people's lungs.
One of the problems we're working on right now is something called fine particulates, or PM2.5. And what that is a solid particle. It's a piece of dust that's so small you can't see it. If you would take one of your hairs and cut it widthwise 70 times, that's how small it is. So individually, it's nothing. But when you get a lot of it, it comes into your body and lays inside the edges, cracks of your lungs, and makes it hard to breathe.
We asked Jamie how individuals can help slow down the global warming process.
A lot of global warming is because of either inefficient burning of fuels or excessive burning of fuels. When you take the car to go down to the street to go to the store when you could bike, that's contributing to global warming. So bicycle instead of driving a car. Ride with a group of people so you only take one car. Take the bus when you can take, because the bus is already going there. Don't take a car. So anytime we can save on energy, turn the lights out when we're not using them, turn off the computer when you're not using them, any of those things can help improve global warming.
We asked her if toxins cause air pollution, and this is what she had to say.
Now, there are a whole other set of pollutants that we call air toxics, and what they say is they have a health effect, but they're usually localized very closely around the source. If you are a chemical plant that makes a certain chemical, then that chemical would be an air toxic, but it would be localized around the source. There's a few chemicals that are not localized. For example, benzene. Benzene comes out of cars, and so there's benzene everywhere. There's some benzene everywhere, but it is considered an air toxic because it, at a high level, benzene can cause cancer.
We were pleased to know that there are a few other places where people can learn more about air pollution and solving the problem.
There's several places where you can get more information if you're interested. One is the ACHD.net, www.achd.net. Also, if you have trouble breathing and you want to find out what tomorrow's pollution is going to be like, we have a program that's in cooperation with the Southwestern Pennsylvania Air Quality Partnership and with the state DEP, which is an air quality index. And we have a phone number, 412-578-8129, or our website www.airnow.gov. Both of those places will give you what the air quality right now is and what tomorrow's is going to be.
This is Sabrina Davis
and Marjay Washington for the Pittsburgh Youth Radio Corps.
This project is copyright 2009
SOB Radio Productions
and is made possible by a grant from the Forbes Funds
under the Kynes Endowment's 2008
Summer Youth Philanthropy Program.